This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. Jesus said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to this judge and saying, 'Grant me justice against my accuser.' For a while, the judge refused. But later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.'" And the Lord Jesus said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to God's chosen ones who cry out day and night? Will God delay long in helping them? I tell you, God will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. So one of the things that I love about stewardship season is the opportunity to think about all the things that I love best about my church, about our church, Grace. Me, that is what stewardship season is all about. We celebrate, support, and give thanks for the ways that we get to serve God through our congregation. And all those ways of serving God are what we love about our church. And as I was reflecting on our scripture lessons for this week, I was reminded of one of the very first things that I came to love about Grace. About 3 years ago, 3 years and a few months, when I was first learning about this congregation, I asked Brother Chris, who was the Synod staff member I was working with in my interview process with y'all, I asked Brother Chris, "Why is Grace a redevelopment congregation? Why did Grace go down that path?" And one of the things that he told me made me fall in love with this church. Brother Chris said that coming out of a pandemic, Ida, and a pastoral vacancy was a very difficult time for Grace. It was a trifecta of change and turmoil, and it made the finances and the future of this church uncertain. So the leadership team especially, they started to have conversations about why Grace Lutheran Church needed to exist. Why this church in this place mattered. Because the truth is, there are a lot of churches. There are a lot of churches just in this city. So why was this church worth investing in? The answer to that question that Brother Chris shared with me was that Grace is a church that exists not to serve itself, but to serve God by serving the community. Now, I would like to say that every church exists for that reason, but that is simply not the case. Many churches exist to be country clubs. It's all about socializing with the right sort of people. Many churches exist to have weekly feel-good concerts for their members. Many churches exist to preach ideologies like prosperity and Christian nationalism that validate the fear, greed, and hatred of their members. Ideologies that happen to be in direct contradiction to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'd like to say that every church exists not to serve itself, but to serve God. But I cannot. Grace, this church, is a rarity. When this congregation decided to go into redevelopment, you said that if you were only going to exist to serve yourselves, then you might as well close your doors right then. Instead, you decided to fight, to do the hard work, because you believe in serving God by serving your community. Because the ministry of this church really makes a difference in the world. When I heard that this was why Grace made the choice to go into the redevelopment process with the Synod, I knew that God was calling me to this place. I was drawn to the tenacious faith of this congregation. The redevelopment process that our church is in is all about the tenacious faith of serving God. It is about trying new things, living out our faith, not just on Sunday mornings in this room, but every day and everywhere. It's about making changes so more people feel at home in this place and at home with God. It's about taking a stand on important issues, even when they make some uncomfortable or even upset. It's about finding God in new people and new experiences. And it is about truly living the grace of God, not just for ourselves, but for all creation. The choice to truly serve God requires a tenacious faith. It's the kind of faith that the widow shows in our gospel lesson today. Day after day after day after day, this widow goes to the unjust judge to demand justice for herself. She goes to a man that she knows could not care less about her or her life or the injustice that she experienced. She knows that he does not care. And yet, she goes back day after day after day after day to demand justice. I so admire the tenacious faith of this woman. She has an absolute belief that while this judge might not be just, there is justice. I think she believes so strongly in the justice of God that she is willing to fight tooth and nail for that justice to prevail. I mean, I don't think you can have the kind of tenacity that this woman has without absolute belief in God. She believes in God's presence and God's justice, and she is willing to fight until that justice prevails. She has the tenacious faith needed to truly serve God. She has the kind of tenacious faith that we see Jacob have in our Hebrew Bible lesson. Now, Jacob is by no means a perfect person. He is pretty much the definition of a lovable scoundrel. He's the original Han Solo, if you will, right? He is a trickster, and it often seems like he is only looking out for himself. But Jacob loves God, and he will become a father to God's people. Jacob is absolutely determined to make the blessing of God a reality. Now, the first time he does this through trickery, but the second time, he fights the nail to make God's blessing real. Jacob literally wrestles throughout the night. He will not give up, even after his hip has been dislocated. It is finally when day is breaking that this divine being that Jacob is wrestling with, they finally seem to decide that there's just no stopping Jacob. There is no way this guy is going to give up. So the divine being gives Jacob the blessing of God. I love the tenacious faith that Jacob has. You see, he has an absolute belief in God's blessing. And he is willing to wrestle for as long as it takes until that blessing is made a reality. Jacob has the tenacious faith needed to truly serve the Lord. My siblings, truly serving God is not such an easy thing to do. It is far easier to exist to serve ourselves. And I think that's why many churches fall into that trap. It is just so much easier to serve ourselves than it is to serve God. Because serving God, it requires a tenacious faith. It requires the absolute belief that God's justice, God's blessing, God's presence is real and will prevail. It requires the absolute belief that God's grace is not just for us, but for all. Only through absolute belief in God's blessing are we able to wrestle until that blessing is a reality. Only through absolute belief in God's justice are we willing to fight like that widow, tooth and nail, for justice to prevail in an unjust world. Only through absolute belief in God's grace are we willing to change, adapt, grow, take a stand, so that all creation would experience the steadfast love, inclusive belonging, and living hope of God's grace. Only through absolute belief in God can we truly serve God and not ourselves. This stewardship season, as I reflect on the things I love about our church, as I reflect on the reasons why I give to this church, I give thanks for one of the very first things that I came to love about Grace: the tenacious faith of this congregation, who decided to exist not to serve ourselves, but to serve God by serving our community. But even more so, I give thanks for what I love best about our church: the absolute belief that God's grace is for all. Amen.